Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Well, folks, I'm glad to have you back here this week, and we're going to be talking about, yes, another theater has started up in Anchorage. It's a wonderful new venture. It's a dinner theater this time, and we're going to be talking to the founder of the theater, Ron Holmstrom. People know Ron as being involved in about every aspect of theater in town, as well as having his own interview show. We're turning the tables on Ron this time. His show is Channel 4 on TV. He comes by and interviews people in theater. We're going to interview him today. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here, as always.
And Ron has created this dinner theater, Anchorage Dinner Theater, and Last Gasp Productions. And their first production is going to be a play called Lounge Lizards, written by Terry Earp, opening next Friday night at the Anchorage, the Loft Hotel.
Anchorage Lofts Hotel, yes.
Anchorage Lofts Hotel. Along with Ron, he's brought two of his actors. We have Julia Kosman, who's playing a part in the play. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you. Hello. Good morning.
And we also have Art Brindle, who is playing another part in the show. We're going to find out about the parts we're playing here in a moment. Welcome to the show, Art.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Ron, let's start with you. Let's tell us about the germination, why this theater, how this theater, what this theater is. Just take off.
Well, for many years, I've wondered why nobody had started a dinner theater in Anchorage, and I found out through my research that there was one about 25 years ago. Synergy was the name of the company. And for whatever reason, they folded their tent here some time ago. But I kept wondering about that, and I thought, boy, it seems like a dinner theater would work because it works in every town or city this size in the United States. Everywhere you go, there's a dinner theater. So I thought, well, let's try it. And I happened to mention it to my friend Terry Earp when she and her husband were up here doing Wyatt Earp, A Life on the Frontier. And it happens that Wyatt is the direct descendant of Wyatt Earp. His name is Wyatt Earp. And so he's descended not from Wyatt, but from, I think, Virgil. So he's like the great-great-grandnephew of Wyatt Earp. And the thing is, he's a dead ringer for the old lawman. It's almost spooky. But anyway, Terry and Wyatt and I were talking about theater and what we do in dinner theater. And she said, I've got this terrific show that'd be easy to mount for a dinner theater. It's called Lounge Lizards. So she sent it to me, and it's quite some time later. It's been about 4 years, and I decided, let's just see if I can do a dinner theater in town.
And so you are. Now, the problem with dinner theater, or the challenge, I guess, is the fact that it's not just theater. It is dinner as well. So how is this going to work at the hotel? Are you going to be serving dinner before the show, during the show, after the show? How is that all going to work? Because many dinner theaters do it differently.
Well, in our template, we're going to have the guests will show up at 6:30. Dinner will be started to be served right then, and the show goes up at 7. So, yeah, the dinner comes out. When they get there, their salads will be on the table, and then they'll be served their entrees. There's a choice of three different entrees. They can have beef tenderloin or halibut Olympia or a vegetarian dinner. And the one thing you really have to have in dinner theaters, you have to have really good food. And thankfully, the Lofts has a great kitchen. So we're looking forward to making people real happy with the food, and hopefully they'll laugh themselves silly at the show.
Well, that's what I was going to say. In addition to great food and dinner theater, you need to have a show that competes with the food, and it sounds like Lounge Lizards, just from the name, sounds like it's going to do that. So, Julia, let's go to you. Tell us a little bit about this play and maybe the part you play in it.
Well, it's probably one of the more wackier things that I've done. I've done a few wacky things. I mean, this is competing with Rocky Horror, I think, in wackiness. It's really fun. It's sort of, I think of it as sort of the Sopranos meets the Gilmore Girls kind of a thing. I'm a mother of a mother-daughter duo. We are assassins. We come from a long line of the Chicago mob type, you know, types. And me and my little girl, 25 years ago, I had her, and now I'm going to find her daddy. And my character comes up with all sorts of schemes and paperwork, and she's an insurance agent, she's a mail order minister, she can do anything she wants, and then, you know, if it's a benefit, she'll off them and then get the insurance money. It sounds a little, you know, seedy, and it is, but it's really funny. It's just, it's gag after gag and jokes, so I'm having a blast with it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And Art Brindle, tell us about your part in the show.
Well, I'm playing the part of a lounge lizard.
Mickey.
My name is Mickey, and I am a has-been guitar player, and almost made it years and years ago, and I'm still doing the old the lounge lizard routine where you just go from lounge to lounge playing your thing, hoping to be discovered perhaps, and maybe you can make it big too, you know.
So does that mean that there is music in the show? Are you playing
music? There is music, yes.
And you are singing as a lounge lizard in the show.
Yeah, actually, everybody in the show is a musician and vocal person. So we're having a lot of fun just putting together music and stuff that's going to go with it.
It wasn't actually written as a musical. But
no, Terry's original concept was there's only one singer in the show, but... it turns out I'm blessed with, you know, four actual musicians that sing, so we put a little more music into it.
So the what's really interesting, I think, is that you're going to a restaurant and you're in the world of the lounge lizard, I guess, aren't you? So does the play kind of take place in this, the place in which it is being performed, or is it another place?
Well, Art's character Mickey shows up for his first night of this gig. And he's, like he said, a down-on-his-luck musician that nearly made it years ago in the rock and roll industry. But some terrible things happened when he was playing Chicago, and the band became superstars and went on without him. Mm-hmm. So he's been relegated to playing these lounges. So he shows up for his first gig. He meets Neil, the hapless bartender, who is actually claims to be an out-of-work actor. And it's played by Devin Fry. Wonderful performance by Devin. And anyway, shortly after Art shows up, Mickey shows up at the lounge for his first gig, these two deadly dames walk in. And that's Julia, of course, and Sarah Page playing her daughter. And Sarah has aspirations to become a singer. And Sarah is delightful in this role. I couldn't have asked for a better cast. But the bottom line is, these two femme fatales are there to kill somebody. And so it could be the bartender. They don't know who it is. It could be
Hopefully
Mickey.
It's not the audience.
It could be somebody in the
Maybe
audience.
It's the audience, yeah.
Yeah, it could be anybody. So, be on your toes, folks. Yeah.
Well, for those of you just tuning in, I want to just assure you this is a play we're talking about, not a, a hit.
Depends on opening night goes.
Of course. We're talking with Ron Holmstrom, Julia Kosman, and Art Brendel about Anchorage Dinner Theater performing a play called Lounge Lizard, written by Terry Earp, opening next Friday night at the Anchorage Lofts Hotel. And it's a new, exciting theater. I'm always glad to see new theaters cropping up. And Ron, you mentioned there's dinner theater. You know, most cities our size have dinner theaters, but I'm so glad to see you're bringing something to Anchorage. And Julia, I cut you off a moment ago. What was your comment going to be?
Oh, I was just thinking when you asked Ron about how it plays in terms of it is the lounge part of the, you know, the hotel, and actually it is. That's what's so funny is that this incorporates both that very lounge and makes fun of it. Actually, it's kind of fun, and the people in the audience, because any one of them could be Mickey, as far as my character Valerie, the mother, is concerned. So I'm going around in the audience, you know, and checking everybody out. I'm pretending to be a waitress, you know. So it's fun, and Anchorage plays prominently in this too, because we've come all the way from Chicago to this town and this lounge, and this is where it's going to happen.
It happens in Anchorage, and it's going to happen until February the 21st. Every night with a live audience.
It'll be Friday, Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, and Sundays at 3 p.m. for the matinee. And we're hoping that we are so successful, we need to add shows.
That would be terrific if you could do that. And I always think, you know, theater is live with an audience, but you're actually incorporating the audience into your show in a way. From what I understand, are there any? I hate to ask this, but are there going to be any moments during the play where audience members are going to be required to get up and do anything, or is it just fun?
One or two might be singled out for some really fun abuse.
And, so be prepared.
Yeah, so be prepared to become a potential victim in this murder plot. And I should add that the Thursday night, the 21st, we're doing a benefit. Ira Perman, who's running for assembly, of course, has taken the house over for the preview. So if people want to save a little money, they can come to the preview night, and they can go to Ira's got a page up on Facebook for dinner theater. So we're hoping to pack them in that night. And so also our actors will get a chance to strut their stuff in front of an audience before opening night.
Well, of course, because right now you're rehearsing in front of just each other.
Right.
So it's hard to get used to playing with someone in the audience if there's nobody in the audience.
Oh, yeah. It'll make a huge difference with the audience there because they are the missing link to this play.
Yeah, timing your lines is so important in this particular production. So you're timing it to the laugh, you know, so...
Right. And I've noticed the graphic you have along with this play was, who was the artist who did this? Do you have the name for the artist?
Yeah, his name is Joshua King. And I'd never worked with Joshua before, but what we did is we took a cast photo. And then Joshua did this great cartoon version. And it's amazing how much it looks exactly like the cast members.
And if you go to the Facebook page, you can see this graphic, which is really interesting because it kind of captures the fun of this play. We see Julia with a large handgun. Art with a guitar, and we see the other characters there. It's interesting. Ron, you started this new dinner theater, and I know you want to keep it going for forever. What plans do you have for, is it just going to be this one show you hope to keep going, or you have plans for other shows coming out, or what's the future of the Anchorage Dinner Theater?
Well, the Anchorage Lofts Hotel has been just really forthcoming with this. I shopped around for a location, but the reason why this is so good for us and for my company is that we'll do this show and we'll continue doing dinner theater. But when this show stops down in February, we'll segue right into a Fur Rondi show for a few days during the Rondi, and then we'll come back and either bring this show back for until summer, and in the summertime, I'm going to put on a show for the tourists, but it'll be for everybody, for Alaskans and tourists. So it'll be a summer show there, and then we hope to run dinner theater there year round.
It sounds like it sounds like a kind of show that you could bring in other actors almost as guest performers from time to time. Is that something you haven't planned in the future?
Well, the guest performer aspect will be the people that are selected out of the audience, and they're pretty much just we just use them and discard them.
Hopefully not in the way that Julia has mentioned with the handgun.
Well, we'll see how it goes opening night.
We'll be gentle with them.
I do have I am looking for other actors for other shows coming up, and I do have to replace two cast members for when we reopen in March.
Well, Ron, this sounds very exciting. Anchorage is finally getting a dinner theater once again after losing one a few years ago. Wish you the best of luck. And with Lounge Lizards opening next Friday night at the Anchorage Lofts Hotel, running through February the 21st. And thank you for being on the show. Thank you much, Art Brindle, who's an actor in the show, and Julia Crossman, who's also an actor in the show. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is opening The Hallelujah Girls by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and James Wooten opening tonight, and we're running through the 31st of January. Performances are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit valleyperformingarts.org. Also opening tonight, Cyrano's Theater Company is presenting Kurt Vonnegut's Happy Birthday, Wanda June. Opening tonight, running through February the 7th. Performance times are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., also Thursday at 7 p.m., and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more info, visit cyrano's.org. And finally, Anchorage Dinner Theater will be presenting Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp, opening January the 22nd at 7 p.m. and performing in the Anchorage Lofts Hotel. The show will be running through February the 21st. For more information, go to AnchorageDinnerTheater.com. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at AlaskaPublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.